We're exploring the ideas of giving, receiving, and community all this month, thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation and listeners like you. Welcome to Voices of Giving.
The world is a crazy place, and I feel powerless to do anything about ISIS or Syria or world hunger or the proliferation of gun violence in our country. One of the ways I cope with this powerlessness is to try to make a difference in my little slice of the world. And one of the ways I do this is to donate my time and my money locally. I am a photographer. Recently, I volunteered with the photography club at Deering High School in Portland. We met for an hour almost every week for the school year. The group had lost a lot of members from the previous year as the seniors had graduated, so it was a small group of young women of very diverse backgrounds, including a recent Muslim immigrant trying to navigate the English language. We talked photography, of course, but we also talked about a lot of other things occupying their world and mine. And I was grateful for having the opportunity to get to know these young women and for them to get to know each other across their cultures. And I felt like I had brought something unique to their high school experience. I moved to Maine when my father died and my mother was left with my six younger siblings, the youngest of whom was only six. I was 22 and I moved home to help her out. So home was Cape Elizabeth at that point. I worked in Maine for a year and I went back to Massachusetts and I was working at Mass General Hospital. And I wasn't in Massachusetts for long when I realized, you know what? I think I need to go back to Maine. There is a difference between giving time and giving money. Part of that difference, though, has to be because sometimes I have money and no time, and other times we have time and no money. For me, it's critically important to give. I love the movie Pay It Forward. It drives some of what I do. I've been fortunate for all my adult life to have steady work that has given me job satisfaction and financial stability. And for decades, I've donated through my employers. In Maine, we have many nonprofit organizations to choose from. United Way agencies tend to be those involved in the delivery of direct services. MaineShare organizations are more involved in policymaking, advocacy, and social change. What's interesting is that over time, my giving decisions have changed, from giving to direct service agencies to giving to organizations seeking to address root causes of poverty or child abuse or hunger. When it comes time to give, we can each make those choices. What are our priorities? Where do we want our money to help? How cool is that? My name is Christine Taraka. I live in Falmouth. I'm a project manager at Martins Point Healthcare. What is giving to you?
All of our Voices of Giving segments are archived at mainepublic.org, where you can also share your own story of giving. Voices of Giving is made possible by the Maine Community Foundation.